It's October 19th, 2021, and we have PCR testing at the Auburn Medical Group. Details to follow.
Welcome to Dr. Vaughn's COVID-19 Updates, the podcast that updates you on the pandemic.
We are excited to finally announce same-day testing for COVID-19 at the Auburn Medical Group. Now, we've had testing. We've had the antigen test for quite some time, but all negative antigen tests should be followed up with a PCR test, and that can take a couple days. That has to be sent out, and it's out of our hands when the test gets run and how quickly we get results back for those people who initially tested negative on the antigen test. But now, we have PCR testing at the Auburn Medical Group. We have an answer within 30 minutes of starting the test. So we're able to get the test done on people. It's still in the nose. Have them go ahead and leave, and then we'll let you know within a half an hour. We can call and let you know your result so that you can get on with your life and know whether you're positive or not. Now, we don't have super wide availability for this. Given that we only have the one tester and it takes a half hour to run it, you can do the math and see that there's some limitation there on how much we can run. So it is only available to Auburn Medical Group patients. It is not available for screenings for travel or surgery or for concerts or whatever it is that somebody may want to screen for. It's only for people who have a known exposure to somebody with COVID or who have COVID possible symptoms themselves. But it is a great thing for us to have for our patients who are in that situation to be able to get them an answer. Also, I'd like to give you a little bit of update on all the drama of the vaccines and the both FDA and CDC committees that everything goes through. Here's what's going on. The Pfizer vaccine is already approved for a booster dose for people who are over age 65, have some kind of medical condition that makes them especially vulnerable to COVID, or because of where they work or they live, they're more likely to be exposed to it. That is expected to be the case for the Moderna vaccine, probably at a half dose. It hasn't gone through yet, but it looks like it will. These bodies will meet and make some kind of decision on it, probably similar to what the Pfizer one already is. Then there's the Johnson & Johnson, which has gone through an initial committee with a recommendation for everybody to get a second dose. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody who got their first Johnson & Johnson. It's like it's a two-dose shot instead of a single dose like it was initially promoted for. And the shot would come about 2 months after your first one rather than waiting 6 months like they do for the Moderna and the Pfizer. Then there's the whole issue of, will Moderna get approval for adolescents? Because they've been doing the tests, and in some Scandinavian countries, they've actually halted the recommendation to give it to teenagers because of concerns for myocarditis, which also it looks like you can get with just your second dose of Pfizer, although very, very low numbers, to the point that we still recommend it because you're better off with the vaccine than you are with a chance of getting the virus and then get myocarditis, because the numbers work out that you're better to go with the vaccine. There's concerns about that with Moderna. So it looks like if I'm making recommendations for people who haven't yet been vaccinated or for kids, that it would be to go toward the Pfizer. Also, when it comes to getting a second dose of Johnson & Johnson, it's possible the actual recommendation will not be to get a second dose of Johnson & Johnson when it finally comes through. It may be a recommendation to get either a Pfizer or a Moderna. And again, in that case, it looks like the Pfizer is probably the better of the two if your initial shot was a Johnson & Johnson. So it looks like Pfizer is winning out on anything where there's a difference between it and Moderna. Not that I have a problem with Moderna. Moderna is actually the one I use for myself, and I'll eventually be getting a booster for myself when they get them approved, because I'm in healthcare and especially exposed. But for anybody who can make the decision to get the Pfizer when they have the choice, I would lean toward that, given all the data that I've seen. I should probably have some kind of disclosure about financial interest, and that is, I actually don't know if any of the funds that my retirement is vested in are in Pfizer or not. So there you go. If it is, it's unknowingly. It's totally based on the data that we're seeing.
You're listening to a Dr. Vaughn Medical Podcast. You would probably love the Auburn Medical Group YouTube live stream. See Dr. Mark Vaughn and Dr. Gwen Vaughn every Monday afternoon at 4:30 Pacific Time. They discuss timely medical topics and answer questions from the live stream chat during the show. Where else can you ask your medical questions every week and get answers from real medical doctors? You'll find them on the Auburn Medical Group channel on YouTube every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for listening to today's update. Be sure to be subscribed to not miss future updates, and stay in good health.